Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Here goes, I play that funky music. Haven't sung that for quite a long time.
No.
I play that funky music.
Anyway, there White we go. Boy.
I don't know whether you're allowed to say that anymore, Judith.
Well,
Daisy
it's
might
a
have
lyrics,
to cut that.
Say.
I don't know.
Might be the lyrics.
Yeah, I know, but there's some very dodgy lyrics around at the moment. You've got to be very careful what you sing on public transport. Now, I have to say, Judith Holder, that what is this episode? What is this?
It's a biggie. Well, we always get the numbers wrong, don't we?
Oh,
because
yeah, we
do. Kind
no
of
idea, really.
I know, so often I say, episode 186, you know, you do 184 and then Daisy says, it's 189.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, it's
but
200.
This one, I think it is officially our 200th episode. How very fitting that during this bank holiday coronation weekend of nationwide celebrations, we are broadcasting to the nation our 200th episode. Ah, there we go. Where are you? Oh. What are you wearing? What have you had for your breakfast?
We're recording early interesting.
Got to get down the hairdressers, haven't I? Got to get down the hairdressers.
Yeah, you got
your skanky roots.
Sorted out. Yes, I know. How often do you have to have that done, actually? You always seem to be doing it.
Well, do you know what it is, Judith Holder?
Because
I'm on the HRT, hair, nails and teeth. Grow quicker.
Oh, is
yeah,
that
I have to get
right?
my teeth filed down
so
every 2 months.
So jealous that you're on HRT. And
well,
missed
you missed the boat. You went and saw some crappy GP who talked you out of it. But you, being the 5 years older than me, it was very unfashionable to go on HRT.
Well, it was.
At the time.
It was. And then suddenly it all changed. There was a volte face. Do you like those words?
Absolutely.
Volte face.
You were caught on the wrong side of the volte face. But they have given you something, haven't they? Given you some pessaries to keep you moist.
Yes, but I can never forget putting them in. You know, they're like little rocket.
Pessaries are awful, aren't they, really?
Oh, yeah, I know. And then the stuff's all over the place.
Do they froth?
Well, I don't know, because you just stick them up, you know.
Right.
They're on these rocket launchers.
Do you remember... Oh, right, I see, rocket launchers.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Is that for people who are too squeamish to put their fingers in their vaginas?
Well, I don't really know, but it's an awful lot of stupid packaging for a tiny little thing. I'd be quite happy. Oh, look, this is an overshare now.
No, it isn't. I think this is a genuine thing because we are talking about plastic waste. And I genuinely think that any applicators that have plastic, just people have just got to get over their squeamishness and use a finger and pop it in. And make sure your hands
It would have been
clean.
Fine. It would have been absolutely fine. As it is, they come with these rocket, you know, all packaged up in separate things.
It's a nonsense.
It's another thing. We don't approve of it
because we don't want those washed up on our beaches. I saw a picture the other day of stuff that had been washed up somewhere.
God,
it was
really?
The most depressing thing I'd ever seen. It's so upsetting.
It is. It's upsetting is exactly the right word.
Should we get off our vaginas?
Shall we? Okay.
I'm sitting on mine.
At least you're not sitting on your foot like you used to do.
No, that's I'm sitting on my foot. Tone. I am sitting on my foot.
Oh, for goodness sake, you were told not to do that quite clearly by a medic, weren't you?
By a physician, yes, I was.
By a physician or a medic or a doctor. Yeah.
I know, but what need do I have of the professionals when I know better myself? We will talk about health later, but first of all, before we kick off on the coronation...
Yes.
I want to know, you're in Cornwall.
Well, you just, you're never at home, Judith. You're always flitting.
Well, that is true. But it was a bit of a cleaning emergency. So I had to put my bike on the train. Oh, my God, the bloody train was a nightmare. Holiday week. Well, you couldn't get from one end of the carriage to the other. There was a guy that was delivering for some reason. He was obviously ran a bowls school. You know those bowls thing? You know, that... We'll do when we're a bit older. You know what?
Well,
I mean,
we bold. Won't because we're glamorous and kind of rock and rolly.
You won't. Yeah. I bet you anything we do. Anyway,
if I do, I'm going to do it in crotchless panties. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play bowls in crotchless panties. Roll up, roll up.
Yes, it reminds me of those Beryl Cook paintings. It's a brilliant one. Isn't
that's
it?
Exactly what I had in mind. But
was
I'm wearing crotchless panties. Yeah.
That's right. It was a bottom pinch, wasn't it? Oh, I love Beryl Cook. Anyway, we digress. So, so there was me with my bike. There was somebody else with my bike. There was luggage everywhere. This bloody man got on with, I can't describe what it was. It was like, it wasn't a case. It was like a kind of huge object as big as him, full of these sodding balls. It was so heavy and so difficult to get on board. Somebody had to drag it on for him. So every time we stopped at a stop, it was like, right, you move there, I'll move there. Anybody know which side we're going? Right, okay, no, I'll budge up here, you budge up there.
Did you have a seat, Judith? Did
you
have a
seat?
No!
No, because it was all last minute because of the Queen.
All the way from Oxfordshire to Cornwall.
I squatted. There were bits and pieces where I thought, oh, somebody's got off there, I'll take that one. So it was. But then every time we came to a station, I had to manage this bike and the balls man and the other bloke with the bike and... Honestly, it was chaos. Chaos.
Oh, it sounds. And you've had to come down because the cleaner can't clean and you've cleaner got... But this clean, isn't my fault. I just want to make this, you know, completely clear. Because there will be people thinking, well, I know who was there last. Cynthia Clare. The slattern Clare was there. What's she done? What stains has she left behind that have summoned Judith all the way down to Cornwall on the train with her bike?
To sort them
so
out.
That she has to sort them out with bleach and a mop. No, it's not. Someone else is in.
No, nothing to do with you. No. Anyway, so that's where I am, which is very lovely. And I've been for a swim in the sea this morning. I just thought I'd slip that in.
Well,
slip
when I was in. There, Judith, it was far too rough. You would not
I don't think there was much trying, was there? For a start, you never asked me where all the, you know, the wetsuity items were. So I could tell you weren't. Yeah,
I'm
no
not
intention
wearing your,
of going
I'm
in.
Not wearing, I don't know what I'd catch from your wetsuit. I'm not going in your fucking wetsuit. Did you? Are you still in a wetsuit in there?
I'm in a half measure. There's a half measure.
Well, you know, bloody I've always got the excuse of my perforated eardrum. And I thought that was healing up. And then I gave it a little bit of a blow in the bath this morning. And of course, it's not. Right, coronation. Are we swearing allegiance? What the fuck's that all about?
Are we not? But you know, I detect a shift in my sort of attitude to the royal family, and I'm really sad to say this. I'm sad about this, but I can't work up any enthusiasm for it. Really, do you know what I mean? I just think, you know, the street part. I just think, why is that? Why is that? I tell you why I think it is. I think, I'm not a fan of Harry and Meghan, as you know, and I don't think that's helped at all. And then I think, well, I'm not sure I'm buying into her being fully queen. You know, she's got her own coronation bit, apparently, in this ceremony. I'm not sure I approve of that. But also, more than anything, you just think, why have this massive pageant when we're all so short of money? Yeah. I kind of think, well,
I think that's much more sort of in tune with the general public sort of. We know there are lots of people who are absolutely rabidly against the royals and would like them all to sort of have their heads on a stake paraded through the streets, and neither of us are anywhere near that.
No, we're not at all.
We're not at all. And I just wish that I wish the Harry and Meghan thing hadn't got so poisonous and gone so far wrong. It just makes me terribly, terribly sad. Both of us are really family people, and most of our listeners, a lot of our listeners have toxic families as well, and have talked to us about that and how difficult it is. And it is one of the sadnesses of life, having an unhappy family around you, where people have fallen out, no, so-and-so's not talking to so-and-so, and things that don't get resolved.
Yeah,
and it happens a lot, and it's sort of, and what really shocks me, because you know June died earlier this year, and sort of, you know, I've heard stories from people saying, I didn't think there was anything wrong with my siblings until, you know, my mother died, and suddenly my younger sister did blah blah and blah, you know, odd things that people do, and nothing like that's happened with us. You know, I'm saying that my sister's probably squirreled it all away. It's going to run off to Monaco, but there we go. Well, she's in charge of everything. You know what? Because I've got two sisters in the family. Now I'm left, I've said this before, I'm left to be the idiot. The idiot middle child doesn't know anything and isn't allowed to have any responsibility. No, I think...
And doesn't want it, I'm sure. Doesn't.
Well, there you go, Judith. Sure. There is the nub. There is, yes, you put your finger right on the nub, which sounds like you're having a wank, but you're not.
Now, where were we? Coronation. Yes, coronation. Why not? Why not pare it down? And why not, you see? Now I'm thinking, well, why does he not come on, you know, for a broadcast, proper broadcast, and say to the nation, well, look, you know, I'm going to slim things down. I know we're all in a bit of a mess here. I mean, I think he means well. I think he's probably, you know, enormously well-intentioned bloke. But kind of, you think, well, ring the changes now. Let's have it.
Read the room, as they say, as the young
read
people
the room.
Say.
Read the read room. Read the room.
So many people are completely on their uppers. It just seems, it's actually kind of a bit ghastly, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, the golden carriage and all these sort of apparently kind of through the night rehearsals. More security than has ever, you know, more money on the security than's ever been spent.
And there's
on
some
any
very
event.
Odd guests being invited. Some very peculiar people.
Oh, now you see, suddenly I'm interested.
Oh,
now
I know, there's some sort of dodgy, you know, politically dodgy people, and you
oh,
just think,
there?
I know
well,
it's
who?
A protocol. I can't remember, Judith, because you know me, I don't ever know, listen to the news properly.
Half really listened.
Because once it gets a bit complicated, I go, la, 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 la. I'm sorry, everybody. I don't mean to be flippant about this. And there'll be people really,
exactly
there'll be people
I
sort of shaking their copies of The Guardian at me. But life is really, really tough. And we've got AI creeping up behind us. And sort of, now what I realised this morning, I went and had a bath this morning because I was out babysitting last night. Jesus Christ.
Were you?
And, well, not really babysitting. I was baby minding because Phoebe was doing an online, she teaches an online introduction to playwriting.
Oh, lovely.
With
lovely.
The Theatre 503 is a little theatre above a pub in South London, and it's where a lot of playwrights start, and they're very, very encouraging. So if anybody's got offspring who are interested in that, check Theatre 503 out, because they have a sort of a way in. Anyway, I went to hers. I came back on the bus. I was home in half an hour. It's no problem. But I was too late for a bath. So I was going to have a bath this morning. And I just thought, nobody gives a shit. The general public don't give a shit who writes their plays or their films or their TV programmes. As long as they've got something to watch, nobody cares about the writers. If AI, you know, can do this, most of the general public actually probably couldn't give a flying fuck.
I know, I think that, well, sadly, that's true, isn't it? By the way, did you see that the bloke who sort of invented AI has resigned
yes.
in order to be able to speak out about its dangers?
Yes.
And,
I mean, he's knocking on a bit and he probably wants to go fishing, but you can't go fishing on AI, can you? Hey, hey? Anyway, so it's such a tangled web of stuff that we don't really know about. But, you know, if anybody can fill us in on what the real dangers of AI are. But I just think this whole thing that... We're being caught sleeping too much. You know, this the resentment towards the royal family is because they're not really looking at how the country is. Everybody needs to read the room. People don't want self-service tills. I mean, some people do, the young people do, but there should also be the option to, if you're...
Yeah.
To go and talk to a lady.
I know. You're right. Is what we're talking about now a measure of or an indication of the fact that as you get older, you do sort of there begins to be a sort of slight mismatch between you
and the world,
national conversation or the national sort of temperature or whatever.
I think
there's an element of that, you know. I think
yes.
there is.
And I think, you know, if a young person was locked in a room forced to listen to this, they'd be smashing their ears off, they'd be cutting them off. But, you know, for us, we just look at this and we just think, well, that's another job gone.
Yeah.
And all these, you know, they have to have all these security guards standing on their feet all day, hovering about.
Well, I know. Mind you, in the local Sainsbury's near Siena, you have to put your receipt on a barrier now to let you out.
They've done that in our one as well. You have to keep, can you imagine the chaos in the first week that was brought in of people having no idea, not even bothering to pick up the receipt,
well,
and then getting to the barrier and not being able to get out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically being accused of shoplifting before you've even... Oh, God in heaven, it's sort of... Anyway, that's our little rant. How are you spending the bank holiday?
I haven't really got anything planned for the coronation week except planting my annuals.
Oh, no. Explain what an annual is to me, please. Well,
it's not difficult, Jenny. It doesn't, it only lasts for a season, for a year.
Okay,
so,
okay.
You know, things like, geraniums is a bad example because they can sometimes be hardy enough to see through. But like petunias and lobelia, does it make any sense at all?
Because, yes, I do. Yes, I know both plants and I wouldn't have either of them in my garden.
Yeah,
but
I
did once do a painting of a lobelia that ended up down the school corridor, Judith.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I had several paintings down the school corridor and some in the school magazine. I did a very fine pencil sketch of a satchel that ended up...
I can almost picture it. As you were saying that, I assumed it would be a pair of pumps or trainers.
No, that was the next week. Yeah, there was always
exactly.
There's still life, and it was some fishing tackle that was very hard.
Fishing tackle.
We didn't have that. I just made it up. Sometimes, because I've written about in the Writing on the Wall, which is the young adult fiction that I came out last year. I did a chapter on it that was set in an art class with a load of teenage girls. And it was such a joy to write because it took me right back.
Took you back, yeah.
To those very happy times in the art department with Mr. Grundy. And we went on school trips with Mr. Grundy. And he knew we were smoking on the back of the bus and he couldn't give him a shit.
He didn't care.
He was an art teacher.
Like Mr. Grundy.
He wore corduroy trousers, Judith.
Oh, did he? Beard
and corduroy trousers. I've married him, really, haven't I?
I think you have, yeah.
Funny isn't it? Yeah. Are you making a dish? Are you making a coronation pie?
Yeah. Haven't really got many plans this coronation. However, given that my coronation chicken is, it's rather acclaimed really in the family. It's definitely one of my signature, it's my go-to party dish. I make a very fine coronation chicken. So I reckon I'm going to have to find an excuse to make that, aren't I?
This is chicken ripped to shreds and put in a curry sauce.
A bit more than that, Jenny.
Is it? It's yoghurt, mayonnaise and a bit of curry powder. What else?
And mango, chopped mango and cashew nuts. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. And
It's an assembly job.
I know, but it's jolly good.
Yeah. And what do you serve that with?
Baked potatoes, normally. Yeah. Can't really put it with coleslaw, which is,
it doesn't.
The greens, it's too much mayonnaise.
Too much mayo. Even for us. Yeah. Okay.
Go on. What are you doing?
Some of the coronation weekend we're spending with family. Sadly, Phoebe's got to go to the other side. She's actually got to visit the in-laws.
Has she?
It's a bit of a shock, isn't it, when the in-laws kind of...
Oh, they're annoying, aren't they, when they have to do that?
Well, ours are really... We're very fortunate. I will say that now. I don't think Tristram's parents listen to this podcast, but they might know people who do. But I genuinely... I'm really delighted with what we've got landed with because it could have been so much worse.
Yes,
and they are very decent, genuinely nice people, and I like them a lot. That said, once flicking through Tristram's social media, because I like to keep an eye on things, I saw Arlo being held in the arms of what was obviously a woman my age. I thought, but I haven't got that watch. That's not my watch. And I realised that it was his mother, and I was absolutely... I had to fight my emotions.
You were put out.
I was like, put out.
You were put out, I know. It's a tricky relationship, isn't it? It is tricky. Because I think when you have to share them for Christmas, which, of course, we will. Yeah, I mean, you will.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to do it. It's only fair. But you kind of think, well, wish they were here and they'd probably like it better here. I know. It's all part of that competition, isn't it? You and I are quite bad at.
Yeah. We want to win all the time.
We do. We want to be liked and the favourites, etc.
Yeah. Oh, God, we're so childish. I've seen a lot of...
we are rather childish, actually.
Yeah, really childish. I've seen quite a lot of Arlo since I got back from... Cornwall. I've done a few stints. He's got proper crawling down now because.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, but it just means that he's now bringing everything down on his head. So it's. There's a lot of baby proofing needs to go on. I mean, they had an ironing board and a and you know, one of those where you dry your clothes on them.
Oh, it's a little racky thing. A rack, yes.
That's in pieces all over the floor.
Oh, God.
Anyway, there we go. Are the twins okay?
They're fine. I did a bloody terrible shift with them on my own for about, it was probably about 8 hours. That was tricky. That was really tricky, actually.
Oh, eight hours with two of them. That's
very,
too much, Judith.
Very, very hard. One fell asleep on my chest, which is very lovely.
Yeah.
And the other one was upstairs and then just woke up as the other one got up. And then I got stuck behind the stair gate. Oh, yeah. It's very difficult.
Can I vault the stair gate? Do you not vault the stair gate?
Do you?
I vault it.
Do you really?
I vault it. Yeah.
Well, how can you do that? Oh, you
I
mean you just...
I take a run up.
You do not.
I vault it.
Yeah,
I do.
You so do not. Sometimes you're a little tinker, aren't you?
Yeah, I get myself wedged in it because you try and open it just a bit and then you sort of get your tummy stuck in it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, they're difficult things, aren't they? Yes. Yeah. For a reason. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Okay. Now. That's enough about them.
Yes.
Okay, so what else are we discussing today?
So the podcast. The podcast?
Yes, the podcast. There? Yes, let's just go back to the fact that this is our 200th episode.
It is. Yes, yes.
And how far... Yes. Well, I'd like to say how far we've come, but we haven't really.
Well, it's amazing. Sometimes people say that they go back and listen to the back catalogue. My goodness. But Ellen said to me the other day, she said, I think when you're gone, I will kind of listen to them all and it'll be a way of remembering you. And I thought that was, well, it was kind of sweet. I mean, she won't. Well, she'll listen to the first two or three and then better things to do. I hope she does anyway. But it's
it is quite nice that there's a... There's a something left, you know. I'd love to hear my mother's voice, but I don't know whether at the moment I'm strong enough to take it because when I was looking through for all these photos and stuff, this absolute wave of grief knocked me off my feet about my mother, and I just sat here in my study and had a cry. I just
sort of, you know,
the absolute missing her, the physicality of her, the sound of her, the sort of being sat next to her on the sofa. It was awful for, you know, 10 minutes.
It's bound to be. But I know what you mean. There's something about that kind of oral memory. Yeah. You know, hearing something. There was a voice message that my Auntie Dorothy left on our house phone, which I kept for ages and ages. And I've got nothing like that from my mother at all. And yeah, you're absolutely right. How wonderful would that be to be able to dip in?
Well, Phoebe recorded June when we were in Wales once, and she wanted to do, you know, because being a writer and all that, just get some memories. Yeah. And it's very funny though, because my mother just doesn't sound like June, because she knows she's being recorded. She puts on this phone voice,
and she's sort of talking like that. Well, Phoebe, I remember back in the day we used to, and we had such fun at the tennis club, and that's where young people met.
And it just—it's like I was. That's June. Oh, there we go. Right. Now then, and now I just have
people
a
had a telephone voice, didn't they?
Yeah,
people
yeah,
used
they
to
did.
Do that with definitely. Sony Hall 3926.
Because you're in Cornwall. Just one thing I didn't say on the pod last week. At that day where we said, "Oh, we're just going to slob around today," we didn't slob around. We went to Cateel. Have you been to Cateel?
I have not. You were such fidgets when you were here. I didn't bother to do anything. I just because I love it where I am. But no, I haven't been to Cateel. It's National Trust, is it not?
It's a really lovely one, and it's so nice at the moment because the rhododendrons are out.
Are you sure they're not chameleons?
Well, they're not chameleons. We've had this before.
Chameleons.
They're not chameleons. I fucking know the difference between fucking chameleons and fucking rhododendrons, Judith Holder. I'm going to send you a fucking photograph from my fucking phone. Right, no, they are very, very early. I will. But you know how Cornwall has these... It's only about half an hour away from yours, 40 minutes max. But you can't really do it on your bike. Don't be ridiculous. Cornwall has those funny microclimates in little bibs and bobs, doesn't it? And
it does, actually.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So this Cateel, if you are in Cornwall in that bit, It's a lovely little manor house with beautiful gardens and orchards. And so you've got blossom and rhododendrons and all, and the tulips are out. It's magnificent. And it has a walk down to the sea. You would wet yourself.
Ooh, I would, wouldn't I? I would.
And it's got a lot of snake's head fritillary and things like that, in the just wild. And I love, that's one of my favourite flowers ever.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You've gone a bit blank, haven't you, Judith? Do you know what a
snake's head
fritillary is? There you go. You know, I'm really interested in flowers. And you've put up a picture on our Instagram of a display of tulips, which was absolutely extraordinary.
Stunning. We went to a place called Waddesdon Manor, which is not far at all from us, near Aylesbury. And all the tulips were bright red and yellow and sort of orange. They hadn't gone kind of multicolour, they'd gone very themed. And it kind of reminded me of those slides, those Kodachrome slides. Does that mean anything to you?
Yes, totally. In the 60s, we used to have them when we were children.
Bright colours.
Yeah, and you clicked it round. There was some of them had them on a circle and you clicked it round. You'd put it over your eyes, and then absolutely. And you're right. It looked foreign. It looked like it was
Salzburg or something.
Yeah,
or Amsterdam. Absolutely. But yeah, I mean, it was apparently built by the Rothschilds, who have so much money from the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Rather lovely place, actually, full of Reynolds and.
You like your 18th century art, don't you? See, I don't like 18th century art. I fucking hate it, actually. I don't like Reynolds. I don't like. I don't mind the odd Reynolds. You like Fragonard and
that. I do. Yeah, I love all of that. I go on a swing.
No, it's chocolate box. I hate it. It makes me really cross. I know it doesn't make me cross.
Sometimes.
It makes me very bored. So there we go. Gosh. Now, listen, you've still got some gaps in your calendar for
We have. We've got some gaps in July and August and actually in June as well. A couple in June. I'm very happy to do some knockdown prizes. So
give us the address. And will you please put this address in our bio?
I don't know what you mean by in the bio. What do you mean in the bio? Jeez, what does that mean?
God in heaven. If you were in this room, I would smack. Well, you know where it says older and wider, and Daisy will help. Daisy will put it.
Oh, right. Suddenly, I don't think you know how to do it.
Yeah, well, listen, let's not keep our listeners waiting.
No, we will get.
So it'll be on the front page, on the sort of first bit of our Instagram. And anyway, it's Cornish Hideaway.
Hideaway.co.uk. Yes, Hideaway singular.
Yeah,
yeah. It was lovely on the balcony yesterday, I have to say. It was really, really lovely.
Well, quite nice in Camberwell today, Judy. Yeah,
Camberwell. It's gone a bit shit here now.
Very sorry indeed. Very sorry indeed. Did you go to the canteen for your breakfast or did you have breakfast at home?
I gave her an early lunch today on my own.
Why do you need an early lunch?
Well, because, you know, it'll be a nice thing to do. I already thought what I might have. I might have a nice bowl of soup and some sourdough. And then I might have, you know, I don't know, I've got many configurations to choose from, really, on my own here today.
That last time we were there, when we were staying last week, we pitched up too late for breakfast. I've never been quite so angry in all my life.
Says it all.
Yeah, but they say it's a chalk board. They say all day breakfast, not at 11:30. Not at 11:30.
I got up early. I got up early for the May Day celebrations in Oxford this week. You know, the May Day. Yeah. Have you ever been to the May Day in Oxford?
No, but because Phoebe went to Oxford, she did all that, jumping off a bridge and all that shit, pissed out of her head.
Did she?
Yeah. I don't know if she jumped off a bridge because she's quite a coward, but she did the whole...
I'm pleased she is. No, I think you were. I did it once at dawn. I'm going to do dawn. Where you go to hear the madrigals, whatever they are, from Magdalen Tower, Magdalen Bridge.
La 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 la. That's a madrigal.
Very good.
Yeah.
So we got there about 8:30, which I know is sort of very, very slack. But it was all going on, you know, there's sort of lots of people looking like they were kind of, you know, going to Glastonbury with flowers and all sorts of stuff.
It's because it's the morning after the ball, they have the big May Day ball. And so they're all sort of.
Yeah, so a
few
people
in
DJs
best.
And all of that. But yeah. No, but there's also the kind of, you know, welcoming in the spring fertility sort of group of people as well. But what there is, it's kind of Mission Control Morris dancers. Dancing troops in Oxfordshire.
It's a funny thing, isn't it? It's your weird thing. It's your weird fetish, Morris dancers, isn't it?
I wouldn't say it's a fetish, but it's getting a little bit that way, Jenny. Because, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? When I was younger, the idea of going to bed with a Morris dancer or fancying a Morris dancer would have been absolutely outrageous. Yeah. It'd be the last part. Now I think there are stirrings, Jenny. Got to
bloody
admit, there are stirrings. I know.
Bloody hell.
I know.
What, with antlers on their heads and the whole bells?
Oh, there's one. Oh, he's lovely. I know who he is. And he's a furniture restorer, which...
Well, he'll know who he is. If he's listening to this, he'll be driving his car onto a hedge.
He won't be listening to this.
Well, his wife really likes it. And they're driving along. And then she goes, I think it's you.
Well, I'm not going to do anything about it, am I? But no, he's gorgeous. And obviously she's made him, I'm sure he's married, she's made him this kind of headdress with loads of big feathers and then kind of multicoloured rags all over him. It's like,
he's like Chief Stag.
Yeah, exactly.
He's with the Chief antlers. Rotting Stag.
Yes, exactly. And he kind of calls out the dancers, you know, they all follow. Oh, and couldn't take my eyes off him. It's terrible, isn't it? Terrible.
Oh, God, Judith.
I know.
Judith,
it's a bit of a worry, isn't it? Would you do that to you? Would they not do that to you?
No, they would not do that to me. No, it wouldn't. I would run a mile from a troupe of Morris dancers. I would get as far away as I possibly could, because they just sort of make me cringe so that my whole body shudders. Anyway,
imagine.
There we go.
Leave We're it all clear different. For me, though, wouldn't it? You'd leave it clear the way for me.
Our taste in men change. I've never been out with anybody like that. And anyway, there we go. Now, what about food sensation of the
food
week
sensation.
Before we go to
Culture Corner?
Food sensation of the week for me is... Well, it's a clear winner, Jenny, a clear winner.
Okay.
Coconut porridge.
Some coconut. What do you mean disgusting? Have you ever had it?
Well, for starters, I hate porridge. I hate porridge because the taste never alters. It's just porridge. What's this going to taste like?
Porridge. Coronation porridge is
what?
A sensation.
Coronation porridge? What the fuck are you talking about?
Coconut porridge. I suppose, you know, the thing is, it tastes of coconut, doesn't it? As opposed to porridge. But no, it's very, very lovely. Very,
you
very
like
lovely.
You like coconut. I'm not
I
that
love
big
coconut.
A fan of coconut.
Well, you see, that's why I like it. Smothered it in brown sugar, mind you. That's probably part of the reason I liked it.
Yeah.
And I bought some coconut milk for me coconut porridge forays. There you go. I'm all set up for me. I nearly said coronation again for me coconut porridge. What about you?
I've made a very successful tuna pasta. Not exciting, Judith.
Is there such a thing?
Well, I think the trick is
me through it.
You've got to use those jarred red peppers.
Right. You know the red peppers, red and yellow peppers that come in a jar and they're all slippery and slimy?
Never buy them. But are they in oil? Are they in oil?
Yeah, right. Yeah, and they make everything taste better because they are so infused with the oil that they just sort of leak out. Because otherwise it's very hard to get a red or yellow pepper to actually soften to a point where it actually is
nice.
Oh,
I know what you mean. Yes, yeah, yeah. Yes. I know.
So this is already more or less already done.
Okay.
And you could make... Do you know, it was a taste sensation. Small, I'd done a shop, right, and I'd forgotten to buy any food. You know when you spend 150 quid and then you realise that actually you haven't bought any food. You haven't got anything to eat. So I had to make a meal out of the cupboard. So a small, I only had a small can of tuna, the jarred red peppers. It's like an emergency meal. Onion, mushrooms, half a can of white butter beans.
So did you layer? Hold on. Did you layer?
No, it was a made sauce and then sort of just make some pasta and just pop it on the top. Big slug of nasty white wine that I had because of undrinkable white wine. That's the trick. Just booze. Add loads of booze.
And did you, are we talking put it in the oven with cheese on the top?
No. I didn't have any cheese, Judith. I said I didn't buy any food. No.
Right. I'd like to see a picture of this. Did you take a picture of it?
No, I'm really sorry. And I've eaten it all up. And then when I went to babysit last night, I took the leftovers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh
I know, my God. I know.
Are you sure they didn't go in somebody's bin? Sounds awful.
I'm just not going to talk to you anymore. Right,
I don't like you being good at cooking. It's one of those examples of you stepping on my patch. That's the truth of it, isn't it? That is the truth
of it. So she who cannot believe that I could possibly know what a rhododendron is.
Right, exactly.
Right, I'm going to send you right now. Fucking hell. Right, I'm going to find my photos. Where's my photos? Photos. I'm sending a picture of these
flowers you saw in Catil. Go on.
These flowers, you see, there you go. You are doubting me again.
How are you sending it? What's that?
A message. A
text. I'm zooming. Oh, yeah, they are, aren't they? Yeah. You like being got to be right, haven't you? Always got to be right.
You've got to doubt me. You've got to doubt me. Okay, right. Yeah, we're going into Culture Corner. Right, we've had a lovely time already. Let's not spoil it. Let's not spoil it by falling out over rhododendrons and camellias. I love a camellia, but they go off very badly. A tulip goes off beautifully.
Yes,
a camellia goes
flaccid,
brown.
It goes like
a bad apple in a fruit bowl. A very unattractive. Okay, Judith, what have you been watching on the television?
Well, quite. I guess I've had a bit of a foray all over the place, actually. I watched the documentary about Karl Lagerfeld because I thought that looked interesting. Yeah, looked sort of intriguing, which it was. But my goodness me, what a shit face he was.
Yeah.
Kind of reminded me of Michael Jackson, that sort of ridiculous.
So out of touch, so ridiculous, and so not stopped. Nobody's saying, Carl, you're being a twat.
You're being a twat, absolutely.
He left all his money to his cat.
His stupid, fluffy, white cat that obviously needed it, frankly, looked like he needed a kick up the arse.
Absolutely. I watched 20 minutes. I couldn't hack it, Judith. The cat getting all the money made me puke.
And its own flat overlooking the Seine. I mean, it was like somebody was almost kind of saying, challenge me. How else can I be so vile to everybody
except the
few chosen few?
Can you imagine? There's a housekeeper. So some woman is paid to look after this cat. It has its own flat overlooking the Seine,
I know.
Can you imagine one day she's going to wake up and that cat's going to be dead? She's going to panic. She's going to try and get another cat.
She's going to
get exactly
another one.
Same.
Of course she is. Yeah. Something written in, right there?
No,
it
made me angry because it got a really good review in the Times. I thought, oh, this sounds great.
Yes, I agree. I know. I just thought there's something about you that reminds me of Michael Jackson.
Okay, Judith, what else have you watched on the
television? I couldn't resist watching you on the Weakest
Link. I don't know
why
you did. That's mean of you. That
was because you know what? To be so awful. I thought I'm going to have to look at it.
Why? Why? Why did you want to witness me being...
I couldn't
that
resist.
That shows
I
a very resist. Nasty side of you.
But you
Judith
did Holder. Broadcast the fact that you were rubbish on it. I mean, you weren't
I didn't
that
say
bad.
What it was. I didn't say what it was.
We worked it out. We all worked out what it was. It was you on the Weakest Link. First of all, I didn't think you were that bad on it. And, OK, you couldn't spot Germany on a map. But I had to think.
I got back to the hotel and I was too embarrassed to go down for dinner. I just said to Jeff, we're going to have some takeaway. I cried in the room. But we did get a very sympathetic listener, Jo, who listens from Geneva. And she'd actually done the show herself when Anne Robinson did it.
Oh, yes, I saw.
She had an early bath with it as well. And the same humiliation and the same sort of feeling embarrassed all the way home. So what else? What else? And it was worse for her because it was recorded on her birthday. Now, what else are you watching?
Race Around the World. Loving that still. Are you still watching that?
No, I've not got into that.
But
I'd love to go to Canada.
Oh, it's amazing. It's a good series. I mean, I hadn't realised how big Canada is.
Yeah, it's
massive. And sort of remote. No, it's and they're great couples, actually. They're great. It's a good show. It's a good show.
Okay, then I'm quite glad that that's sort of, I can keep that in the bank to sort of,
yes.
You know, I've stored that up. I'll tell you what we're loving. On Channel 4... with the lovely girl AJ Adudu, who did Strictly a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely, lovely, sort of just really sort of beams niceness. And there's a show called The Big Interiors Design Battle on Channel 4, which is very tense. And it's a competition to actually win a flat. So it's a bit like the BBC one with the BBC show with Alan Carr. It's got more jeopardy because there's actually a flat.
To win an actual flat, bloody hell.
Yeah,
bloody
and hell, what they do is they've got this really good thing at the end where you get a key card, and if you get through to the next round, your key card works in the door.
So,
You don't. It's very clever. It is clever, and I'm really enjoying it. Actually, some of the work is better than others, but you know, some people are being booted out. So that is. I think you'd really enjoy that, Judith.
Yep. I think that's on my list now.
Have you seen any films?
The Village. The Village do a sort of. A monthly Friday night showing of various films. Really lovely event, actually. And so we saw A Man Called Otto, which is, the lovely Tom Hanks film that came out, I mean, a while ago. Have you seen it?
Is it based on a book?
Yes, I think it's based on a book.
It's not called A Man Called Ove. Are you sure it's called Otto?
No, it's A Man Called Otto. I can hear you in the background.
Those bickering old women that go, are you sure you're right about that? Rhododendrons, are you sure? Are you other women? They're not.
You're going to check, aren't you?
It's A Man Called Otto. It's a film.
Yeah. It's about grief and it's about growing older and it's about friendship. It's kind of gentle. I'm saying that, aren't I? There's a note of disappointment in me, which there is a touch. But it's, do you know what I mean? Nothing, not a great deal happens, but it's a good characterisation.
Halfway through, did you think, oh, come on, put on the
put on the
Morris dancing kit and let's have let's get down and dirty.
Bit.
Yeah. Okay, what about books?
Too long, but it was all right.
Oh, yeah, all films are 30 minutes too long, Judith.
They really are. Well, I'm still slightly struggling, but I did read Michael Rosen's book called Getting Better. I like Michael Rosen. You know, he's the sort of poet.
I know Michael Rosen personally, yes.
Oh, do you?
I've worked with him quite on a number of occasions.
Oh, have you? Well, you know, he had a really rough time with, obviously, COVID.
I saw him the week before he got ill.
Did you really?
One of the very last book events that I was doing back then. Yeah, I can't really remember which book it was that I was doing.
He was lucky to come out of it, wasn't he, really? He was really poorly for a long time. And it's, you know, it's about that sort of, oh God, I'm using the word journey. I'm sorry about that. It was a kind of inevitable. It's about his journey through that, which is very inspiring, actually, in places. But also about his son, Eddie, dying in his teens of meningitis very suddenly overnight.
Desperately sad.
And he was there, he was with him the night before and didn't notice anything was up, so there's a sort of tinge of guilt as well. It's a nice book, it's a lovely book, and it's called Getting Better.
Did you finish
I didn't finish romantic comedy, I'm afraid I didn't know.
We stuck with it to the bitter end both Jeff and I were quite cross. We were really quite cross with that book, and I will always read Curtis Sittenfeld books, but I do think this one was a waste of her talent. And that is quite a controversial thing to say, and I'm quite happy to take complaints. We enjoyed Pineapple Street much more, a book by Jenny Jackson. Very undemanding if you're looking for a bank holiday, easy read, posh New Yorkers doing posh stuff, tittle tattle and romp. It's... It's all I can say, really. It's completely undemanding. It's one of those sort of, it's a lovely distraction about people that you'll never meet in your life, who play a lot of tennis. And I mean, they're sort of ghastly, but they know it. I enjoyed it. I've got a new
contemporary
book.
A contemporary
oh
book?
Yes, a contemporary New okay. York, about being terribly wealthy, actually. I mean, sort of annoying, but written with such a lightness of touch that it stopped being annoying. I think you'd really enjoy it, Judith, because
right,
it's sort of almost silly but isn't. Now I'm doing a book now, Audible, here we go.
Yeah, go
called
on,
just started it, Original Sins, a memoir by Matt Rowland Hill, about a posh boy becoming a junkie. I like a bit of that now and again.
What made you choose that?
I was foraging through the book reviews over the weekend, which is what I do. I mean, a bit of an anorak about those sort
of
things.
Yeah, you are.
You know
your books.
Well, I try, and I think it's been quite tricky, actually, lately. But anyway, this one is holding out promise, and I'll let people know next week. Okay.
Good.
Right.
Good.
Emails, Judith. What have we received? What wisdom?
Yes.
By the way, just before we go to emails, we still need more hobby crap. I thought we'd been sort of inundated with hobby crap. When it comes down to it, you sent us a lot of beautiful stuff.
Which is great. Certainly be showing it off. But we also need some...
more
crap.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah. And we've got stuff that is kind of slightly straddles both things. What we like is inappropriate stuff as well. We got a brilliant piece of inappropriate baking last week, which is absolutely... we're not going to tell you what it is, but that's worth the price of a ticket alone.
Yeah. That'll get a good laugh.
Okay, so what recommendations have we had this week?
Well, yes, we've had Sue Hewing, 51 and 3 months, recommended some TV. She recommended Painting Birds with Nancy and Jim Moyer on Sky Arts, which actually sounds very, very good. Have you seen that?
No, well, I haven't got Sky, but you can watch it. I suppose you can watch it. Well, I have got Sky
Arts.
Yes,
it's a channel.
It's a free channel, isn't it?
Yes,
so I need to know exactly when it's on, though, because you can't, do catch up. I'm a bit jealous of that. I'm a big... Jim is a very good painter. He has two very distinct styles. One is really kind of botanical or ornithological, very sort of, as it is,
right.
Kind of.
Yes. That doesn't set me on fire, but yeah. What's
and
the other
is much madder. And okay. I like both because, one is very clever and correct. And the other is just... Last year, we went to see an exhibition of his, and it's hats off. He can do it.
I might see if I can seek that out. I'm pretty sure it's on Wednesdays because I think that's when they do all their portraits.
They do, don't they? Yes.
Wednesday
yes.
night is arts night, I think.
It is. Oh,
yeah,
bugger, it's Thursday today, so we missed
it. I know, we'll have to wait. And then also Sue said that she's watching something called The Great with Nicholas Hoult and Elle Fanning.
That's been out for a while.
Has it? She says it's hilarious, filthy and clever, which is, well, probably right up our street. So I thought we are hilarious, filthy and clever.
Well, you're filthy when it comes to Morris dancers. We got a great email from Angela, 53 7/8. She says she and her two friends listen religiously and they now have their catch-ups based on an older and wider agenda. And she's told us what their May agenda is.
Yeah.
It includes 1, Deb's retirement. 2, foraging course. Feedback from Joyce.
Oh,
3,
well done, Joyce.
Offspring moaning. 4, politics moaning. 5, crafting celebrations. Bloody hell, they're going to get their own podcast, Judith.
I think they are.
Angela
show.
And the gang. Oh, Jesus Christ, we've got to watch this mob. Listen, we've had a lovely morning chat. I'm now quite tired, Judith, and I have to go to the hairdressers. You asked earlier
you
how often I go. It should be every 6 weeks. It's every 8.
Is it?
It's every 8.
Every 8, yeah. Oh, it's a faff, isn't it? It's a faff as well.
You take
your laptop. You'll be clipping on your iPhone, won't you? I can picture you there.
Oh yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes, I will. I have to tell her though. I have to say, Lindsay, watch my perforated eardrum.
Oh, you will. Oh, you
yeah, might have
will
to.
In that
I might ball. Tuck a bit of cotton wool down it.
Like a real little lady. A roll of it. Do you remember they used to do that? A great roll of it all round.
With a bit of yellow sort of ointment seeping through. I'll do that. It's a good look. Absolutely. See if I can get away with that.
And then we've got Phoebe and Arlo coming over.
You've got busy time, haven't you?
Yeah, you've got a deadline. And I said, I think, well, I'm busy. She said, well, Dad. Oh, I thought, Well, when Jeff looks after him, they just watch Hey Dougie. That's all he does.
Gets away with it, doesn't he?
Jeff fucking loves Hey Dougie. So that's enough chunnering from us, Judith. I'm going to go now. I love you and leave you. Goodbye.
Toodle pip. Have a nice week. Have a good coronation. Bye.
I can't bear you having the last word. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.